Monday was the first day of a statewide school shutdown in North and South Carolina, and it brought a full day of efforts to cope. At an emergency meeting last night, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board approved distance learning plans and allowed teachers to start working from home. WFAE education reporter Andos Helms looks at how schools are feeding kids and preparing for new ways of learning.
Last week, schools hummed with the energy of students learning.
What did you notice about what was different about those two sentences?
This week, they all went quiet. Districts and charter schools, urban and rural, huge schools and tiny ones suddenly had something in common: the need to figure out, fast, how to keep kids safe and learning during the coronavirus pandemic.
There's definitely no manual for something like this.
That's Craig Smith, high school principal at Lake Norman Charter in Huntersville. His board held an emergency meeting Sunday morning after Governor Roy Cooper announced a two-week closing Saturday. Lake Norman Charter was already scheduled to be off Monday. Tuesday will be a teacher work day. Smith is organizing a faculty meeting with chairs spaced 6 feet apart for safe social distancing and a virtual option for teachers who want to stay in their classrooms. Providing an alternative to the school breakfasts and lunches that keep thousands of kids from hunger is an immediate challenge. Gaston, Union, Cabarrus, and Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools all announced grab-and-go meal distribution sites to roll out Tuesday. Students will pick up breakfast and lunch without lingering together, and the food will be available to all students 18 and under. Charlotte Lab School, a charter school in Uptown Charlotte, plans to use its buses to deliver food, school supplies, and Chromebooks to students. Head of school Mary Moss says the plans to donate food snowballed.
So we already had this plan, but this young teacher woke up Saturday morning and posted something to his kind of personal network.
He raised $1,300 within a couple of hours, and when the school added a donation option to its website, the tally rose to $5,500. Moss says the school now has 400 bags packed with groceries and snacks, enough to last about 2 weeks.
We really tried to focus on like easy-to-make meals that kids could make for themselves, knowing that we'd have a lot of kids at home who may not be under supervision.
Moss kept her teachers home and used virtual meetings to strategize about distance learning. Last Thursday, Charlotte Lab students had been told to bring a bag and take all their belongings home over the weekend for a deep cleaning, with the knowledge that they might not come back. CMS employees had to go into work Monday, and many families left last week unprepared. Friday night, the school board had decided to bring students back Monday, partly so schools could figure out what students would need to work from home. The governor's order to close immediately meant people like Amanda Thompson, a math facilitator at Walter G. Byers K-8 school, were busy Monday preparing for that transition.
What we're focusing on is getting our Chromebooks package ready to go out to our scholars who need it. We're also contacting parents, double-checking phone numbers, double-checking email addresses, so that we can also keep them abreast.
There's another important step.
Making sure we understand which parents have internet access, which ones do not, because sometimes that changes for our transient population.
And Thompson says educators are also trying to make sure they don't send home viruses.
We're just going to use the Clorox wipes to wipe down the keys and wrap around the Chromebook.
Thompson says she saw CMS employees complaining on social media about having to come to school. But she says people at her school were focused on getting kids ready for what could be a long stretch of life outside the classroom. At Byers, like many districts and charter schools, older students are used to working on computers, but younger elementary students may need packets of activities. At midday Monday, CMS Board Chair Elise Dashew said a lot of the details of the transition remained unknown, from how hourly employees would be paid during a shutdown to when distance learning would begin.
I, for one, am flying by the seat of my pants here.
She may have been laughing at the overwhelming task facing officials who have to find solutions for 147,000 students and more than 19,000 employees. But Dashew says the decisions have very serious consequences.
We have some kids that are going to get through this just fine. And then we have some kids who I really feel like they're safer in school than anywhere else.
Dashew says a lot of community partners are stepping up to help ensure that all students get what they need. But how well that works remains to play out in the coming days and possibly weeks. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.